Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
I am Courtney from LA. Hello, everybody. It's been an exciting week around here.
I'm in a really good mood today because I'm officially on spring break. I'm a spring breaker.
Spring break, baby. Which, on the positive of that, the negative is, unfortunately, next week, we're taking our first break.
I can't. I mean, I'll be having so much tequila, I won't be able to form sentences.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, international calling and roaming. It's tough.
I can't afford that yet.
It's tough.
Even though our almost 400 followers on Instagram, at Two Judgy Girls.
Spell it out.
G-W-O-J-U-D-G-E-Y-G-I-R-L-S.
Perfect, because we did get called out on a post that you uploaded the other day. So
I did addition, like, adding because I'm a teacher, and I meant like addition, a news addition. Ugh, it's so complicated.
Yeah. Okay. So in recent news, I did some deep diving on Instagram, and our favorite summer house couple seems to have been broken up. I can't believe that happened.
And we're talking about Lindsay and Everett.
Lindsay and Everett seem to not be together anymore. She's posting a lot of selfies where she looks like Eden from Beverly Hills.
It's nuts.
Yeah. He's posting a lot of like guys night out, like that kind of stuff. And it's like, okay. So then I checked if they were following each other. They're not. Petty.
Good.
But reality.
Good investigation. Good investigation.
Thank you. FBI, if you guys are listening, hire me.
I am 100% the number one stalker ever.
You can. Okay,
so, okay. I have a confession.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Okay. I met someone out this weekend and he was like, oh, put your number in my phone. I'm like, oh, for sure. Definitely call my own phone.
Yeah.
So then I couldn't remember his name. So I just put the number in Google. I got it all now, guys. I got his first name, last name, job, Facebook pictures.
You haven't told him about this podcast yet, have you?
Let's hope not. It's a little blurry, our conversations.
Oh, my gosh. Well, guys, I'm also traveling to San Francisco this weekend to meet up with Mary. So maybe all of our Instagram followers will finally know what we look like.
Although, yeah, maybe we'll reveal our faces.
Although most of them are all of our friends and they already know what we look like. But like, you know.
One of my coworkers, she's like, she loves the podcast. And mm-hmm. she's like, so let me see a picture of your friend Courtney. She's like, she's not fat.
Oh, no.
Because we always like fat shame ourselves.
I have a complex. I think I have body dysmorphia.
Oh, man. Okay. In other news, Jax and Brittany, the official spinoff was
yes.
promoted at the VPR reunion.
But it was like also promoted before the reunion even started. So they kept talking about this big announcement, but then it was like people said, like showed an article about it. It was like on Mashable. It was like on all these websites being like, guess who's getting a spinoff? It's like, well, what are they announcing tonight then?
Well, and I'm going to say the finale is an engagement. I also, the preview, I was engaged. It was a little bit more dramatic than I thought. More fighting. I thought it was going to be like Simple Life. Paris and Nicole, they went to the ranch.
They probably tried to do that, but then like Jax is on his steroids, so he took it for a different spin. But it's also, they taped it before the reunion where they're clearly together. So that cliffhanger of like, are they going to make it? Well, yeah, they are. They're still together.
And they Snapchat all the time.
And
so
they moved into an apartment, a new apartment where they have a new lease. So yeah.
And they just went to the Dodgers game for opening day. Uh-oh. And they promoted the Game Time app, which is actually a great app. We are not sponsored yet, but Game Time, if you want to use us.
I'll have you explain that to me later. Let's dive in.
Okay. Beverly Hills. Yes. I loved how they set up this reunion. Mm-hmm. Much different than other reunions.
It was interesting that LVP was in the middle. And not on an end.
So Renna and Kyle were closest to mm-hmm. Andy, mm-hmm. which was interesting. But it's definitely, you know, they have the sides of the couch.
Right.
Dorit, PK.
Too much attention for him.
And Kyle. And then mm-hmm. on the other side is
Renna, Erica, Eileen.
Yes.
Which I was surprised that Erica wasn't actually in the first seat. Because Andy was weirdly, like, he's obsessed. I mean, not weirdly obsessed because we're all obsessed with her, too. But he was defending her. And like, I felt like this episode was all about Erica.
He's kind of like a Chris Harrison. Like, you can definitely tell whose side they're on.
Yeah.
And, like, you're not supposed to do that. Yeah. You're supposed to be like Oprah.
Okay. Also, I thought was
unbiased.
Also, I thought what was interesting about this one, too, is, like, they've never shown the Housewives at home. Before the reunion, like mm-hmm. I thought that Brittany Murphy had come out of her grave and was.
You mean Dorit?
Oh yeah, it was Dorit, and I was like, "What? Like Brittany Murphy's alive? I saw the Lifetime special. I knew what happened, and Dorit was rocking it, and I was like, hope not to see you sporadically."
Okay, I also like loved how they just dived right in. Usually these reunions, they don't get the juicy stuff till the third episode. Mm-hmm. No, it was dive right in. They didn't even say the hi Andy. It's like,
oh my gosh, they didn't. You're right.
No.
Wow. Yeah. And wait, can we talk about Kyle's dress? What the hell, Kyle? It's like you own a store. Why are you putting your sausage arms into a casing? 8-pound sausage in a 5-pound bag. It doesn't work. And it was almost like the 80s gloves, too, you know, that they like used to wear with like fancy dresses or something. And she just had them like cutting off. And it was like,
I didn't like Erica's sequins. I thought that was not tasteful. And
but
then
it's Erica. I feel like that's what she always wears is something within that realm. Like, she's always, like, half Dancing with the Stars, half Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling that. Actually, I don't think any of them looked great. I'm sick of seeing LVP's boobs. Like, yeah. You're 70.
Also,
please
no,
stop.
Her and Eileen are, like, the same age. I thought Eileen looked fantastic.
She
just looks
great
amazing.
This season. She clearly got the stylist and her hair put together.
Yeah, she looks great. And, like, LVP looked like her grandma. It was, and then I liked, okay, so when Eileen called out LVP for her British humor, and she's like, I know I was right, knowing you're nasty. And I was like, whoa, Eileen, don't hold back. I love this. She knew she's in that third seat. She's got to make sure she sticks on for next season.
Well, she has to because they're going to keep Rena, and that's just like a package deal, I think.
Yeah, I agree. But Eileen needs to be more present. She can't be taping Young and the Restless every day unless she plans on getting Erica more parts.
Which she does.
Yes.
She does.
Mm-hmm. She did. Yes.
But I loved how like the opening package was just ripping on Dorit.
Oh.
Like they set it up to make her look bad.
When
basically,
Andy asked if
like,
she was dirty because she has three housekeepers. Like, are you that dirty? I was like, oh, Andy, going in for it. Called out her non-accent.
But her package made her look so bad. And I feel like she sat there and was like,
shit.
This is not a good one. This is not looking good for me.
She's like, bring out PK. Bring him out.
Then who knew she spoke four languages?
I feel like she was kind of getting caught on that when he was like, oh, can you say something to me? And she's like, okay, I know Hebrew. She could have also said anything and none of us would have known. We've been like, yeah. She'd be like, Baruch Atah Adonai. I'm like, yes. Like, that sounds perfect. And then when they called her out on that accent of that YouTube video, I was like, who is that lady?
Oh my God, it looks nothing like her.
She has gone through a transformation for the better. She's
aged. What do they do? I think they all get the chin implant.
Her eyebrows are thicker. I think she's like, yeah, she's just got better makeup, like fillers,
it's like
Botox.
No, but they like, they fix their bone structure.
Yeah.
They give them like a higher cheek and a longer chin.
We'll have to do like a side by.
Okay.
And then I laughed too when Andy was asking if anybody will rewear their reunion dresses. And what I want to say is, Kyle, stop keeping these dresses in your special place in your closet. They're all horrible.
No.
Bethany for Dress for Success.
Why do they keep on promoting that?
I don't know. It's so weird. And why are we following them on Instagram?
I don't know. Go ahead.
There was a photo that was uploaded. I was like, oh, Dress for Success. Oh, it must be something like with Bethany. And it's like, no, she's not even on the board. She's just like
weird.
A face. But then when he suggested a Housewives Museum of Clothing, I was like, well, that's
probably go and visit.
Yeah, and like, if you make that in LA, I'll for sure go. Like, just have it in between Sir and Pump.
Yeah.
It would be perfect.
And Kyle by Aline too.
It'd be perfect. Yes, I agree. I think that they should definitely do that. And then he was like, he got Dorit too, and he's like, Erica, you fly your glam squad business. And Dorit's like, shit.
The fact that they have these people, we need more information on their salaries.
I think they need their own spinoff, like the glam squad. And it's just
they only do it for Erica.
No, but there's probably plenty of glam squads that are like from person to person. You know, maybe we just see what their lives are like and not actually see them doing the glamming.
I watch.
Like when the girls go to Hong Kong, they have the Beverly Hills Hong Kong version, and then they have the glam squad Hong Kong version, which is
it's like a crossover.
Yeah, and we can relate to it because that's probably how we'd be living our lives in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And then when they brought that fat fuck PK out. I hate him.
That so toe. Much. What do you call him?
He's like a thumb. He's like an ugly thumb.
Thumb toe.
Yeah, he's disgusting. He was wearing so much makeup.
I think he dyed his hair a little bit too. Like it seemed darker.
Oh, it did. You're right. He's trying to like do a transformation, but all I kept seeing was like his triple chin just like shaking whenever he talked. And I'm like, ugh.
How does she sleep with him? I honestly, she truly loves him, I think.
Well, okay. And do you really think that when she made that jump, she got that Birkin? She hesitated, and I think she already had that Birkin. She for sure already had it. And then, of course, we have to discuss Pantygate and how much of a horrible person. What did Erica Jane call him? A nasty person. Like, I'm not calling Dorit nasty. I'm calling you nasty. And I was like, oh, God, don't get on Erica's bad side.
She, like, I mean, there were caused some problems in her marriage. I mean,
Mr. Girardi was not happy.
No. And I wonder, so PK is probably going to be the only husband that comes.
Well, I don't think, do the other husbands really come that often on Beverly Hills? Like, Maurizio is like, I'll come if I can promote the agency.
Right.
Ken is like, oh, Jiggy. You think Jiggy's alive? Like, I don't know. It's all about Harrison these days. I worry.
Yeah, that's true. Well, the husbands weren't really involved this season. Yeah. I guess it was just really more PK.
Vinny wasn't doing any peering from the garage.
He, like, had one appearance the whole season. It's like, are you guys still married?
After the poker debacle, that one season with, like, Kim and Brandy, he was like, nope, I'm out.
Laters, baby.
Yeah, next week be more of Pantygate and more of PK defending himself. So we'll see,
like,
that.
Why are we still talking about this? Why? Yeah, I don't get it.
It's like, because, yeah, you keep bringing it up, asshole. Yeah. Okay, on to getting to know one of our new favorite housewives.
Okay, I'm in love with Tinsley.
I think she's
going to be a great character. Mm-hmm. I love how they, like, kind of introduced her to.
It was very Tinsley-centric episode, and usually I don't feel like they give that much credence to the new ones.
So Tinsley is Luann's replacement. She moves in. It's Sonia's new roommate. And this is what we know about Tinsley so yes. far. She's super honest. She just immediately tells you about her mugshot.
Which you can see on our Instagram.
Yeah. She was is the key word, a socialite. And she gave some tips on how to be a socialite.
Mary?
All you have to do is wear your hair wavy and get photographed.
When she's like, all of a sudden I wore my hair wavy and I started getting my photo taken. I'm like, what? She's like, it was a signature for me. I'm like, all right, Farrah Fawcett. You're literally putting a curler in your hair. But hey, whatever you think worked for you, you know, that's probably why she's curling her hair again. Because that mugshot, that hair was not curled.
No. But that's been after her fall from grace. So right, she was married to Topper for 15 years.
What the hell they is Topper? Topper and kids. Tinsley Mortimer? Like, what the hell names are those?
Well, it's they not in boarding school.
Well, yeah, so it makes sense then.
Yeah. But she's, you know, she's 41. She's frozen her eggs. She only sleeps on foam pillows, guys.
Okay,
down.
Whenever I see pillows, all I can think of is when Kim Richards shat on a pillow and made Yolanda carry it through the airport. Remember that? Like, God, I don't know why. That's all I can think of whenever these girls are carrying pillows is, like, the shit-stained pillow.
Oh, man. Bringing back good memories.
But, yeah, okay. And then when Sonia was trying to be matchmaker...
Oh my gosh. When Sonia, like, puts on her glasses and she gets out, like, a piece of paper, she's like, okay, let's make a list. I'm like, I felt like I was playing MASH in grade school.
Yes.
It's like, are we going to live in a mansion, apartment, a shack, or a house? You know?
Yes, perfect. She's like, name three celebrities.
Her number one thing was, he has to have a job.
Well, it's very important, but what kind of job? She means, like, a 6 to 7 figure job.
No, she means like a hedge fund guy. She's like, Sonia's like, you date a tech guy? I was like, wait, what's wrong with a tech guy?
Also, guys.
They're old money. They want the old money.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, oh, do you want me to hook you up with a Morgan? That's what I feel like when she puts on her glasses. She's like, I'm Sonia Morgan. Like, that's what her. Okay.
She lives in the past.
Oh, like completely. It's kind of sad. But I choose not to go that route and just take it for what it is. And it's fun. Sonia's fun.
Yeah.
Okay. What what about when Tinsley, like, comes into the room? She's like, I just always leave my eye makeup on. And I'm like,
she's
you
like,
not
I wake
this?
Up like this. Yeah. I wake up like this with my eyelashes on.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, what? Like, my face is a breakout.
She was wearing hoop earrings.
Well,
big,
the bigger the hoop
earrings.
The bigger the hoop.
Oh, she's gotten around. I love how, like, Luann's like, oh, yeah, I know her.
Yeah, well, because, like, her and Luann are probably big Eskimo sisters.
They're girls gone wild together.
Yeah. Okay, and I didn't realize it was a Halloween episode because I couldn't figure out what the hell Bethany was wearing.
Bethany was just sitting around in her apartment being a kitty cat.
But not even that. I was like, this wig is horrible. You have money. Buy a nice wig. What happened to that red one she wore to the party last season?
Why was nobody else dressed up?
I don't know. Well, Ramona was dressed up, but she didn't want to take off her shoes. She doesn't feel comfortable. What was it? She's like, I don't feel comfortable without my shoes on. Then she refused to say hi to the dogs because Bethany didn't email her about it. Like,
well, I will say about Bethany, fair weather friend. As soon as she gets a guy, she's like done with these girls. That's why she has no friends. Because she's a fair weather friend.
Yeah.
She's not by herself.
She's so mean to Carol.
Okay. The way she called out Carol, like if anyone else did that.
It's like the way Carol talks about the election is the way that Bethany talks about Skinny Girl and the product placement. So it's like, shut the fuck up, Bethany.
No, she was like, you're down the rabbit hole. And
oh my gosh, she's like, so mean.
I'm sorry Carol's intelligent and informed.
Yeah.
Leave her alone.
But I don't
even like her.
But I assume that the previews that we had seen about her fighting with Ramona are at said election party, which Ramona warns her not to invite her to.
Right.
I
cannot wait till this goes down because I feel like Carol and maybe Bethany are going to be the only girls that are disappointed.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch. Well,
and it's already like October 31st because it's Halloween and that was on November 8th. So we're going to come up on that pretty soon.
Wow, could be next week.
Yeah.
Which we won't talk about until the week after. Okay, finally Dorinda's daughter Hannah comes back. And it's good to know that Hannah calmed it down from the previous season that she was shown.
Because her eyebrows and lipstick?
Well, and like the yellow hair. Like she's taking it down and on. She's looking good. Who's her dad? Why does he have so much money? And where is she saving all this money? She's like, I've saved so much money. I'm like, how
is she making money?
Yeah,
how is
exactly.
she making money?
I know. Instagram. Flat tummy tea, maybe.
Sponsor us.
Okay, so the big thing was this week was the introduction of Tinsley at a Mad Hatter party.
And nobody wore
she's like,
bright colors or hats.
I like that she set Luann. I like that she set herself up though, right? So she's like, you know, it's just setting the tone for a party, saying to wear color. Like, but you know nobody wore color. And Luann is also too close to her daughter. Like, I'm all for, like, having personal conversations. And, like, I love my mom. I'm very close to her. But I'm not going to be talking about, like, oh, yeah, they were talking about the cheating scandal and blah, blah, blah. And they're just so jealous of me. And, like, who's the adult here? Victoria, who seems like she's on drugs, or Luann?
Victoria's odd looking. She's only 21.
Check out her Instagram. It's weird as fuck. She's an artiste.
Okay. Oh, of course. Wait, my favorite quote. I have like three favorite quotes.
Okay.
Sonia. They want you to do well, but not better than them.
Is that what she said to Tinsley?
That's what she was saying about, like, all the girls. Like, yes. Bethany, Luann, which is so true,
it's
though.
So
like,
true.
They do want their friends to be successful, but, like, not doing better than them.
Yeah, I think that's fair for every franchise.
Yeah.
Every franchise. What were your other ones?
Bethany's like, all right, Sonia, let go of the Tom thing, the Berkshires, and your townhouse.
Yeah, that was true. I like that one too.
Let's talk about why Ramona was wearing a turtleneck.
Okay, so last week I thought that the turtlenecks were due to like plastic surgery, but she like one-upped me and she was like, no, it's due to hickeys.
They're from hickeys. You know what, Ramona, I'll give you some advice. A cold spoon and brush. You brush it out. I've never done that before. But
no, I read it.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free. with Wei, you can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
I read an internet article once.
Yeah, something like that.
Wink, wink. Okay, and then this butler-in-law, like,
oh my God, Patrick.
Or not butler-in-law. What brother? No, it's butler. The brother-in-law's butler.
His name's Patrick. He was the star of the show.
Oh my God, I thought he was so extra when he was like, he was very mean to Ramona, which I'm like, don't fuck with the OG.
He was like, wouldn't you cheat on her too?
Yeah, I was like, oh God, that's like really rude. You know who he reminded me of was, remember Adrian Malouf's like butler chef that was like hated LVP?
Yes.
I think his name was like Bernie or something. And he was like
stirring
super
the pot.
Yes. Yes. And he was like super extra too. Like this is, I'm like, Patrick, like, whoa, take it down a notch. But he was so mean.
And she's like, wait, where are you going? He's like, just to put them in the car. She's like, oh, okay. And then, of course, Bethany in her typical fashion doesn't say hi to Tinsley. It's like, get the fuck over yourself.
I know.
I'm sick of Bethany this season already. It's our two episodes in.
Yeah, I agree, though. She's just always too much. I mean, I don't really know what they expected from her, though, because it's like this every season. I feel like they're always like, I'm going to be the one she's different to. And it's like, no, you're not. You're not.
And I don't think her and Dennis are together in real time.
Oh, really? Instagram?
I think I read an article. They're just like more kind of friends right now.
Well, it's probably like when Bethany wants to have sex, she'll call him, but that's it. Like, I don't think she'll ever, I'm not even trying to be rude, but like, I don't think she'll end up with anybody ever.
No, she's awful.
No, but I just think like she leads this life of where she like married Jason because she wanted to have a baby. Once she got what she wanted, she's like, I'm done with you.
Fair weather. She's a fair weather.
Yeah. And then we like end the episode with like them talking shit on Luann's dress.
Oh my God. What did they say? What is that? Ralph Lauren or Laura Ashley?
No, someone was said like Laura Ashley. No, this is Ralph. They're like, I don't know. Like super.
It was like Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, it was not a good look, but you know, she's trying to be a new woman. She's going to be a wife. She's not going to be a countess anymore. She's going the opposite route.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm excited. I just, you know, this franchise is like starting off strong, so I think it's going to be great, and I think the upcoming weeks are going to be good.
It's my favorite franchise so far because they're brutally honest mm-hmm. to each other's faces.
But they also know this is a job, so they like have to deal with each other, so they play both sides very well.
They stir the pot.
Yeah, it provides great entertainment.
I love it.
Speaking of great entertainment, which you can tell me if it was or not, Southern Charm. Whitney and Tom, both single, two 50-year-old men out on the prowl, which, Whitney, you're gay.
Wait, Tom is literally, like, so slick, slimy to me.
He's disgusting.
There's this place in San Francisco called the Balboa Cafe. And
take
I
me.
I think I have.
I know. I'm like, wait, I think I've been there before.
But I can literally just see him sitting there drinking a dirty martini.
And his white
smoking
jeans.
A cigar. Just
white jeans and loafers, just like, hey girl, and like paying for everything.
And then he's like, okay Whitney, now that you're single, I need you to go out every night and close the deal on site. And he's like, what do you mean like on site? He's like, there's bathrooms.
That's so nasty. Like,
he
maybe in your 20s when you're an idiot, right? But like, and when you're a 50-year-old man,
how many people has he slept with?
I mean, I think he's a lot of girls' like mistake. They're like, that was a mistake.
Oh God.
Ugh. Or they're hoping to like get their name on a brick on the Ravenel Bridge or something. Like, ugh. Also, Speaking of that, Catherine, I feel bad, but then also,
I don't.
Like, what the? Like,
I think she works the system so well.
But
like, she's like, she's like, oh, I'm so embarrassed and ashamed. She's playing like the emo role. And meanwhile, she's wearing that like blue confessional dress that looks like it's from BB. From BB?
I mean, it looks like an Hervé Léger, but like a knockoff of it. And like one of her boobs is just like kind of popping out. And it's like, does production just fuck with them and like doesn't want to tell them like, hey, maybe fix yourself up here. This is going to be on national TV. Or they're like, no, keep going the route of like the mess.
Yeah, she's trying to go back to her modeling career.
Oh God, what? Okay, did they tell him not to wear any sort of makeup? I was like, oh girl, you didn't do your like
albino.
Your roots albino. Are showing. You have no eyebrows. Like, come on, a little bit goes a long way. Get an Anastasia brow wiz. Throw on some brows. Put a little bit of lip gloss on. You'll be fine. Maybe some mascara.
Yeah, anything.
Okay, and then we had to like go see Jen Snowden, who I thought everybody hated.
That was like kind of sad though, that whole baby thing. He had the brain surgery.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not here for this.
But they're just like want to fit in that storyline about Cameron. She's like, empty womb is her truth.
Yeah, no, it's like Cameron's never going to have a baby.
No, I think during this season she decides to start trying.
Well, wasn't that her? That
spoiler alert!
Wasn't that her storyline last season?
No, she decided not to have it.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
And
who
then
cares?
I always am like, where's your husband?
He's a doctor, an anesthesiologist. Okay, but there was like news that like broke, and this is old news, but like he got it like a DUI in 2012. And so I feel like he doesn't want to be like
that, like screws with your license.
Yeah. So I don't know. Landon. Landon's website. Okay, so this is what kills me. She's
Rome Rover.
She
Rome
keeps talking about
Rover.
Go online. Rome Rover is not a thing because she changed the company name. It's now like Trover, which is like Italian for to Rome. But it's like don't change the name of your website when you're promoting it on TV. But please,
she is a hot mess with this. She basically has two bitches doing everything, and then she's trying to go out to her investors who are like, you're literally have lost your mind. She says, I only hang out with billionaires, not millionaires.
I believe
everything those guys said.
Oh, for sure. But also, okay, go to her website now. So it's like Trover, Trovare, I think co.com maybe, mm-hmm. or something like that. I spent like 15 minutes the other day looking at it. The articles are hilarious. The spelling is off. They're like trying to use all these big words. So they must have gone to thesaurus.com, right? And so they're like looking for like, you know, a good word for cute. And it's like beautiful, gorgeous, endearing, like all these words that are like, you know, so then they're just like splicing these sentences with like 10 letter words the whole way. And you're like, this like doesn't even make sense. Yet I'm intrigued and I'm going to keep clicking. And then all I could think of when she was like, and then when we get a cut from the hotels for sending them, the hotels that they've listed are like places to go to in Moscow, places to stay, the Ritz-Carlton. It's like, wow, thanks for the boutique.
Pretty sure they've already made their name.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be sending you any money, you idiot. Also,
no.
I could watch
She is such a gold digger.
Oh, and her assistant with the eyebrows, you can tell is like angling for her way on the show too. She was like all about it. So she's also a CEO now. She's a CEO of Trover.
No, Landon, I think, looked so dumb this episode. Like,
so
she's
dumb.
She's truly, her IQ must be low.
And then when she said, then I'll have to like go work with my dad. I was like,
in real estate.
I'm like, wait, that's your fallback? That's a nice fallback.
Yeah.
Okay, but
she's
really.
Like, I don't think she's cute, though.
No.
She looks
like
bad at her party.
She looks like a busted up Renee Zellweger, which is saying something.
No, but she looked bad at the party.
Wait, okay.
Like, she didn't
have
makeup on.
She also left her own party early. And what was that party? She's like, here's a computer to look at my website.
No, and Tom's like, yeah, I'll take a rosé. When the guys drink rosé, it's a little much for me.
Well, rosé is like a daytime thing, I feel.
Well, it's okay when our friend Kyle does, but
yeah, Kyle can. Well, Kyle, but Kyle drinks it with class.
Totally,
yeah, that's what it is. Okay, before we get into that party, I could watch a spinoff of Craig and Gizmo the cat all day long. I was like, this day sounds perfect. When Naomi's like, I don't know what Craig does with his day, and they flash back to like all these things with him, just like the taking the cat in the wheelbarrow, making dinner with the cat, cuddling
the cat
on the bed.
He's like, but my cat gives me allergies.
Oh yeah, when he was met up with Shep and was like, I'll be there in 8 minutes, and then they're like 26
minutes later.
Like, Craig, where'd you go?
And then he just calls him out. He's like, what happened to that paper application? What are you taking the bar? Do you want to be a lawyer? And Craig's just like, it's none of your business. First of all, you don't have a final paper in law school.
I don't know. I've been looking into this. Apparently, he went to a for-profit law school, so like there could be different rules. But either way, it's like, Craig, you don't need to be a lawyer. You're too
pretty. Why does Naomi want to stay with him?
For the show, maybe. Maybe he's got a really good penis.
It's a possibility. Possibility.
I don't know. Wait, I also died. Sorry. I died when Cameron told when Craig's like, you guys kicked me out of the group chat. And they're like, well, we have a group text to talk shit on your Instagram. I was like, no. Okay.
Thanks for being honest.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that.
We have this group test making fun of you and your Instagram.
And then she shows the Instagram photo and I was like, okay, that's pretty funny.
No, she is pretty funny. And so her friend Chelsea is clearly going to be kind of a breakout star this season.
She's the middle of a love triangle.
Shep is trying to go in on that. You know, they have so much in common. They like to hunt, fish, surf.
Mm-hmm. Chelsea's really cute.
But then Austin's going to come in on this, huh?
Oh, yeah. Austin's get. And you could tell Craig is like pissed. But like, sorry, Austin is a better model of Craig, or of Shep. Don't you think? Like, Shep is like starting to look old.
He doesn't have it this season. It's like too many cocktails.
Okay,
too
wait.
Many,
so I'm gonna
too many weekends at Bernie's.
I'm going to throw this in real quick. Fuck, marry, kill. We're going to bring Shep back. And okay. Then Craig and Austin.
Okay.
This is tough.
Craig, Austin, Shep. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to kill Craig. I am going to marry Austin and fuck Shep.
Okay. So I think I'm still going to marry Shep because he seems like he has the most money. He's also older, so he'll die first. So I'll get more money left to me.
Okay. I respect this decision.
I think I'm going to fuck Craig because there's just something about his cute little face. I'll kill Austin. I don't know that much about him yet.
Okay. So we really worked well there together. Uh-huh. So I'm going to marry Austin. You're going to marry Shep.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a blast together.
Yeah. It's going to be so fun. But I've also killed Austin. So.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Okay. I'll kill him after you guys get married, though. So you can take over the beer business.
So I can be a bear salesman.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. Also, we can't stop talking about this episode without mentioning Whitney's escort that I truly believe was an escort.
She was very eccentric with her black gloves. And
like, she must have gotten those from Kyle by Eileen, too, or something. But no, like
they kind of were like the Lisa Vanderpump ones where she wouldn't tell Lisa Rinna where she got them.
Yes, like the diamond encrusted ones. Yeah, and I believe that they were high on coke.
They all are.
I think they all are too.
Yeah.
I
mean, Shep cannot be drinking every night and not doing cocaine.
Well, you know, he does sleep until 1 and then collects his credit cards the next day. So maybe he could be, but I don't know.
That's your future husband.
What a dream.
Yeah.
What's his last name? Rose. Courtney Rose. That sounds pretty.
That sounds nice.
Although it does sound like I should be a Bachelor contestant with that name. Well, after he dies, I'll go on The Bachelor.
We should probably apply.
Yeah.
Like, just as like a funny thing. See how far we could get.
Yeah. We're like, so we applied. We never got a call back, but we did it for you guys. Okay.
We tried to see what the process was like. We didn't make it far in the process. We submitted a video and that's where the process
was. And then the process ended real quick. Okay, let's go into Vanderpump.
I am bored.
So over it. It's like the Lala show that nobody cares about. She's not even on the show. Why are we giving her so much attention?
Who is she dating though?
So she's dating this guy. Obviously, I've done deep dives. He's a married producer. So he's got money. His name's like Randall Emmett or something like that. He's disgusting.
Wait, didn't her dad introduce him or something?
What? I hope so.
No, maybe I'm wrong. Okay.
I don't know, but he's married and he has like kids, but that's like who Andy was trying to call her out on last week with that tattoo because she got that lion tattoo over the initials R-E. So I think he probably like yelled at her and was like, you need to cover that up. She's like, I'll get a lion.
Oh
yeah, but then she straight up denies that she's dating a married man. She's like kind of crazy.
No, and then she's like, yeah, my mom pays for my apartment and the Range Rover is given to me. And
then like Stassi keeps like interjecting because she like wants to be like, we bleed for this show. Like you don't deserve this. Well, and when she goes, do not fuck with my relationship, bitch. Fall the fuck back. I was like, I believe that Lala could draw blood.
Yeah. Well, I I think she's just done. She doesn't want to be a part of the show. She's living in literally La La Land.
Yes, that is a good
in
one.
In every sort of sense of the way.
What about the talks of that she makes everybody she's with sign NDAs? I'm like, shut the fuck up. Your life There's is no not way. That important.
No.
Maybe if your married boyfriend's around, he wants those NDAs because he's a fucking cheater and disgusting.
Yeah. It's just like a really slimy situation.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want people to Snapchat me naked. It's like, well, don't yeah, let them into the bathroom.
Bathroom talk.
He's like, okay. Like, so weird. Also, the editors must hate Katie because her hair was so fucked. They showed her and her hair had like this like rat tail nest on it. And nobody told her. Why? Her friends are kind of mean to her. Like, they don't tell her how bad her fashion is.
But I think she's the number one girl this season.
Yeah, she's the number one girl. Was Jax the number one guy?
No.
No.
I think he was kind of like, he was the voice of clarity this season.
Yeah, which, yeah. But, okay, and then they bring in the star. Actually, the number one guy this season was Nikolai.
Oh, that was pretty cute.
It's cute, but it's almost like, okay, this is mean, too, because we shouldn't pick on kids. But I'm going to do it anyways, because remember, Thomas Ravenel's kids have fetal alcohol syndrome. That's not their fault. It's not their fault.
I can't when you say this. I'm just going to listen.
Well, I just want you guys to know. So I went on to Thomas and Catherine's Instagram photos. And for a good 30 minutes, I just sent them to Mary just saying, no, not cute.
It was bad.
Tell me it was bad. Tell me you didn't laugh every time you opened that to see a kid.
No, I felt sad. So I felt sad.
Maybe they're just not photogenic.
Maybe they'll grow into it.
Dear God, I hope so. I don't know how you grow into fetal alcohol syndrome.
I can't go there with you.
What I want to say is Nikolai is in that stage where it's not necessarily cute anymore because he's like 12. So he's in that like.
Yeah, you know, he's in sixth grade.
Like
it's not cute anymore.
Yeah, if he was an 8-year-old, it'd be like, oh, it's so cute. So like that first season when they went to Stassi's parents, you know, that was when he was cute. But now it's like. Right. You're
too old.
Kind of cute, and seeing your sister's boobies and talking about them before the breast
uncomfortable.
Yeah,
that was really uncomfortable. Like, he saw them.
Yeah, but I also got really uncomfortable when Sandoval like cussed in front of him, and I was like, Sandoval, he's like 12, and you literally just said like, isn't that fucked up? And I'm like, are you not around kids? You want to reproduce with Ariana, but you don't care.
No.
But I liked his. Go ahead.
The only thing I'm looking forward to is Sheena and Shay.
Yeah, it's kind of, okay, I laughed in the preview when he goes, I don't even know who you're dating. She's like, you follow him on Instagram. He's like, that's who you're dating? I'm like, wait, why were you following this random guy then?
He knew. Maybe I think they could have done this even in just 90 minutes. Like, they're just dragging this one out.
I want like a Sheena Shay special on like Watch What Happens Live. Like, remember when they used to do it with like Teresa and Joe?
No.
And like
remember The Bachelor when they brought back
Vienna and Jake?
Oh my God. Yes.
That was epic. That was a straight up Bravo two-parter, and they put that on ABC. Bravo needs to take some notes.
That I would totally tune in.
Oh,
it's
sure.
Like getting like Dr. Phil for Teen Mom.
Dr. Phil hosts Teen Mom.
The reunion special.
Wait,
yes,
he
I
does.
Still watch Teen
I thought
Mom.
It was Dr. Drew. They got Dr. Phil.
That's what
now.
I said.
Oh, no, you said Dr. Phil.
No.
I was like, what the
no.
hell?
No. I meant Dr. Drew.
Oh, okay. That makes a little bit more sense.
I still watch Teen Mom. I'm connected to those girls.
I feel like. Listen, I also have to do something. So I got a text after our last episode, and that my friend was very upset that we were so mean to Sheena. Maybe it was 2 weeks
Why?
Ago.
Why? Like her eating disorder?
Yeah, she was like, she really loves Sheena, and she also wanted
What's
to...
What's there to like?
Well, she does have a good bod. Also, Sheena can't play the anorexic card. You can't say you're anorexic. You can't say you have a fast metabolism. You can't say you work out all the time and you watch what you eat. Like, pick one. Pick a lane.
Yeah.
And you can't rep hydroxy cut. Anyways, going back to my friend, though. She's from Canada, but she lives in the States. So she was upset that she wasn't considered an international follower. So I needed to apologize. Casey, you're important to us, okay? You're important to this dream here. But she was really upset that we were so mean to Sheena. But I can't be nice.
No, I have nothing nice to say. And you know what? If you have nothing nice to say, come sit with us.
Exactly. Okay. On that note, let's wrap it up. I feel like we've hit everything.
Adios. I'm going to Mexico.
Guys, we will be back in 2 weeks. We will go over everything. We will miss you. We will keep posting on Instagram. So look for us there. Thanks for judging with us.
Okay. Bye.
Adios.
Adios. Arriba. Tequila. Cerveza.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.